31, 14.
Yes. Any book? Any type of Bhagavatam? What volume is it? Can you see? Let me see here. There is Sanskrit. Now let me see. There. 14 years. Yeah. This Kapil, Lord Kapila's instructions on the movements of the living entity. Yaha pancha bhuta prachite rahitah sharire channo athendriya gunartha chidatmakoham tena avikuntha mahimanam rushim tam enam vande parati, I'm sorry, param prakriti purushayoho pumsamsam pumansam pumansam. It should be Brahma Saitanya, no? Yaha Chintamani Prakrasadmasu Kalpavruksha Chintamani Sadmasu Kalpavruksha Lakshavruteshu Surabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasambrahma Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yaha Pancha Bhuta Rachite Raita Sharire Channo Yadendriya Gunartham Chidatmakoham Tena Vikunta Mahimanam Rushim Tamenam Vande Param Prakriti Purushayo Pumausam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yaha Pancha Bhuta Rachite Rahita Sharire Channo Yamendriya Channo Yadendriya Yaha Gunartham Chidatmakoham Gunartha Chidatmakoham Ena Vikunta Tena Vikuntam Mahimanam Rushim Tamenam Vande Param Prakriti Purushayoho Pumausam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Yaha Pancha Bhuta Rachite
Yaha Pancha Bhuta Rachite
Rahita Sharire
Rahita Sharire
Channo Yatendriya
Channo Yatendriya
Punartha Jidatmakoham
Tena
Vikuntha Mahimanam Rushim Tamenam వందే సప్రకృతి పురుషయో పుమాంసం. Yes, can you see? Yes, please repeat. Yah panchabhuta rachite. Raita sharire. Channo yatendriya. Take it together. Otherwise, take this book. Can you see? The bare eyes. See? 14. Hare Krishna. Yah panchabhuta rachite. Raita samire. Channo yatendriya. Gunartha chidatma koham. Tena vikuntha mahimanam rushim tamenam. Vande param prakriti purushayoho pumahamsam. Yes, we'll try and do. Have you? Have some papers? Yeah. Hari bol, Hari bol. Yah panchabhuta rachite. De. Channoya. Gunartha chidatmakam. These two together, three together. He's a hand not under control. Vande. Please. You can take them inside, they can play, you know. There. Yes. He wants to play. Yes. And can you recite? Can you? Please try. Panchabhuta.
Panchabhuta.
Channo yathendriya gunartha chidatmako tena vikuntha mahimanam rushim tamenam yoho pumamsam. Very good. Please leave it. Leave it chanting. Krishnas, let them repeat equivalent.
Yah. Body.
Rishim,
all knowing.
Repeat the translation.
I am separated from the Supreme Lord.
Let them repeat.
Because of my being in this material body which is made of
five elements.
And therefore
my qualities
and senses
are being misused. Although I am
essentially spiritual because the Supreme Personality of Godhead
is transcendental
to material nature
and the living entities
because he is devoid
of such a material body
and because
he is always glorious
and his spiritual qualities
I offer my obeisances unto him.
These are the prayers by the unborn child in the womb. The difficulty with us is that as soon as our material body is decided, we have to squeeze ourselves in the womb, female womb. Whichever body you accept, you have to squeeze, otherwise you are not born. And more so in the human existence. And this is a very abnormal situation. So therein the living entity prays continuously to the Lord that please, how many sins I have committed that I have to be in this position. The description of the moments in the womb is beautiful in this chapter. If we really study these prayers and the actual moment of the living entity, then we helplessly decide that come what may, I will not again squeeze myself in the another womb. It's such a terrible thing. We are already born, and by Krishna's arrangements, we have forgotten the pangs of birth. But we can see so many children, and barely they are alive when they are born. This was our condition also. But somehow, by the grace of our mother, we are just seeing the light of this planet. Otherwise, it's impossible. So, in their condition, while suffering, the living entity is praying that because I am encased in the material body of the five great elements, I am lying here in the pool of blood, pus, and whatnot. And because you are transcendental, so I need entry to you. That why am I here, and when are you going to liberate me from this position? This is the problem here. And five great elements are, as we know, if you descend from the higher element to the lower element, then you start from sky, ether, and from ether there is vayu, air. Then after air, there is fire. Agni. Then it is jal, that is water. And the last element is earth, prithvi. So prithvi aap, anala vayu, come. This is when we start the other way. Plus there are three, these are gross elements. And there are three elements again, mind, intelligence, and ego. We don't see mind. We never envisage intelligence, and we never are conscious of false ego. But this false ego dominates our whole life. And because the false ego is the beginning of the subtle body, then slowly the subtle body is developed by the condition of the mind. And as soon as the mind is conditioned, the mind uses ether, air, fire, water and earth according to its own will, and the body is born. So mind really is the main thing. And that's why whatever goes on in this body, particularly in the heart and the intelligence, is revealed by our face. Because mind is the control of the face also. Your face, you will have your face as your mind be. On our condition of the mind, our face, our whole being depends. This is the secret of it. But he says, somebody by your arrangement, I am encased here in this body. And I know that you are completely transcendental. You don't have birth, growth or death. Nothing you have. So please bestow mercy upon me and somehow they release me from this imprisonment. This is man, this Kapildev prays. Kapildev's instructions are here. And Kapila is one of the Mahajan, you know, great personality. And we have already seen that we have to take help from these great personalities. That is, by knowledge, they are great. By their own activities, they are great. So such people should be followed. And there are 12, you know. Swayambhu, Narado, Shambhu. These are three in the beginning. Swayambhu means Brahma. Narad and Shambhu. These three. Kapilo, yes, Vyasa, Kapilo, no, what is it, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kapilo, Manu, in between something, Prahlada, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Vyasa, Giravayam, these 11 are there inside one, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, these are the three. Bhishma, Kapu, Kapiro, Bhishma, Manu, six. And then Prahlada, Janako, Bhishma. Here Bhishma is here. So there is somebody else. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu. Swayambhu is Brahma. Brahma is Mahajan. Narada is Mahajan. Shambhu, Shankar Bhagavan is Mahajan. Then Kapila, Kapila, Manu. Kapila, something is there. Huh? It's in some Prahlada's chapters. I don't know. Can you try Kapilo? Or you try the Prahlada Bhishmo Janako. Bhishmo Janako. Try Bhishmo. B-H-I-S-M-O. Second word, Janako. J-A-N-A-K-O. There is it? Yes, try. Sixth, I think. Seventh. Ah, Kumaro Kapila Manu. Kumar, you got it? Huh. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumaro Kapila Manu. Prahlada, Janako, Bhishma, Balir, Vyasa, Giravayam. Yamraj is speaking this. Yamraj is saying that there is Brahma, Narada and Shambhu, these three. Kumaras, four Kumaras, Kapildev is here and his instructions are far excellent because he is Mahajan. And Manu. And the name Manu suggests the birth of Manu. Manu was born from the mind of Brahma. And mind in Sanskrit is known as Mana. That's why his name is Manu. And Manu, Sahita, is the main person who gives all the regulative principles. So many principles to be followed. It's not Manu Sahita. Somebody was telling me that in China also, it is now, after research, it is found out that they are deriving all the behavior patterns from the Manu Sanhita. This is all over, everywhere. Vedic culture is at the root. So this Manu is there. Then Prahlad, Bhishma and Janak. These are nine. And Bali, Bali Maharaj, Vaiyasake means Shukadeva Goswami, and Vayam. Vayam means myself, the Jayabraj. These are the 12 Mahajanas. And out of the 12, this is Kapil. So this verse has special connotation regarding this. And then again, because the unborn child is praying in the womb of the mother, it has a precious value for our existence. We are all born in the future, so the living entities will be born. And again they will be born. So the, all these things are very practically useful. Now we'll hear the purport, you know. Read the purport.
The difference between the living entity and the supreme personality of God is that the living entity is prone to be subjected to material nature, whereas the supreme Godhead is always transcendental to material nature, as well as to the living entity. When the living entity is put into material nature, then the senses and its qualities are fixed or designated. There is no possibility for the supreme Lord to become embodied by material qualities or material senses, for he is above the influence of material nature. Cannot possibly be put into darkness of ignorance like a living entity. Because of his full knowledge, he is never subjected to the influence of material nature. Material nature is always under his control, and it is therefore not possible that material nature can control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the identity of the living entity is very minute, he is prone to be subjected to material nature, but when he is free from this material body, which is full, he attains the same spiritual nature as the Supreme Lord. At that time, there is no qualitative difference between him and the Supreme Lord, but because he is not so quantitatively powerful as to never be put under the influence of material nature, he is quantitatively different from the Lord. The entire process of devotional service is to purify oneself of this contamination of material nature, put oneself on the spiritual platform. Therefore, he is quantitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Vedas, it is said that the living entity is always free. Asanga-nyam-purushaha. The living entity is liberated. His material contamination is temporary. His actual position is that he is liberated. The liberation is achieved by Krishna consciousness, which begins from the point of surrender. Therefore, it is said,
Prabhupada ki. We'll discuss afterwards. Today is the Mataji's day. So we stop here and we'll see afterwards. So we're ready now. Jai Prabhupada ki.